Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. With just over 2 weeks until Election Day, President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are on the campaign trail trying to drive home their messaging. NPR's Amy Held reports the two candidates are campaigning in key states today.
President Trump is on the western leg of a three-day tour coming off stops in Michigan and Wisconsin. He's fundraising in California today ahead of a Carson City, Nevada rally. Tomorrow, he moves on to Arizona. Biden today is in Durham, North Carolina to encourage early voting. Running mate Kamala Harris canceled a visit to the state last week after possible COVID exposure. Tomorrow, she's due back on the campaign trail visiting Florida on its first day of early voting. Thursday, Biden and Trump meet in Tennessee for a final debate. Topics include fighting COVID-19, climate change, and race in America. Instead of debating last week, they held individual town halls after Trump refused a virtual format as a coronavirus precaution. Amy Held, NPR News.
The video streaming app TikTok is widening its ban on content linked to the conspiracy theory QAnon. NPR's Bobby Allen reports TikTok joins Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to curb misinformation ahead of the election.
Most people associate TikTok with light and fun videos, but the platform has also amplified misinformation, including from the far-right movement QAnon. Recent examples include attacks on Democratic nominee Joe Biden and false stories downplaying the coronavirus. TikTok has 100 million U.S. users. That's more than double Twitter's American user base. Now, TikTok says it has hardened its conspiracy theory stance. Any accounts pushing QAnon content will be banned from TikTok. That's in addition to measures to slow the spread of content before it goes viral. The future of TikTok is still uncertain. If the Chinese-owned company doesn't find a U.S. investor by next month, it will be forced to shut down in the U.S. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
China has passed a new export control law. It restricts what goods China can sell abroad based on national security. NPR's Emily Fang reports the law mirrors U.S. export control legislation and gives Beijing tools to retaliate against U.S. sanctions.
The new law takes effect December 1st. China can take what it calls reciprocal measures towards countries that it deems has used export controls to threaten China's national security interests. That gives Beijing tools to retaliate against U.S. sanctions imposed on Chinese technology firms over the last year, including telecom company Huawei and video streaming platform TikTok.
A UN arms embargo on Iran expired today. For 10 years, it's barred Tehran from buying foreign weapons such as tanks and fighter jets. The Trump administration failed to convince the Security Council to extend it. It's not clear whether Iran is able to pay for new weapons. This is NPR. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's optimistic about reaching a coronavirus relief deal with the White House, but she says differences remain, especially on testing and tracing for minority communities. In Australia, the people of Victoria, the epicenter of the country's second coronavirus wave, are getting some relief today. As Rachel Bongiorno reports from Melbourne, restrictions are beginning to ease after 100 days of strict lockdown.
The 5 million residents of Melbourne, the state's capital, have endured one of the world's longest pandemic-related lockdowns and the strictest in the country. Residents are no longer restricted in the number of hours they spend outside their home. The distance they can travel will increase to 15 miles, and stores and restaurants are expected to reopen for full operation by November 1st. In a state that almost stamped out the virus in early June, only to endure a spike a month later, the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he's not doing what is popular, but what is safe.
There is a lot at stake, and if we do too much too fast, then we'll be where none of us ever want to be again.
On Sunday, Victoria recorded just 2 new cases of COVID-19. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Bongiorno in Melbourne.
In France, a 4-week curfew is just getting underway in Paris and 8 other cities to curb a resurgent coronavirus outbreak. People have to be off the streets by 9 p.m. Officials say the measures needed to keep hospitals from becoming overrun. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.